When you're in a friendship, you don't see the things that you see in a business and the decision making and the good, bad, and the ugly when it comes to something you are building that you're responsible for, that's on your shoulders. And that's where our challenge was, of really learning each other in a whole different way that we weren't aware of before.
I mean, you see why people say, like, don't go into business with family or friends. Like, you definitely see it when you do it, how it can tear people apart, you know?
We have the founders of Upstate Roots Designs with us, Megan and Kristen, with us today.
We are completely different brains. I'm creative ADHD brain. Megan is very regimented and task-oriented brain.
I feel like being an entrepreneur is a very lonely world, like, to live in. Like, you are struggling, you're questioning yourself. I mean, if you're not, it's almost not natural, because, like, every little thing that goes on, you're double guessing. You're, can I do this better? Can I do this different? Well, you know, you are constantly searching out, how can you grow, be better?
Welcome to Dear Rochester, Retire Well. Dive in, be curious, become prosperous. David Pulsini, CFP, his team, and his guests will help you figure out your 6 points and give you the ultimate roadmap to financial freedom and what to do from there. Now, let's get started.
All right, welcome back, folks. There she is, Dave Pulsini, back again with another episode. And today is a special one. We've been releasing episodes and content for our entrepreneur friends and audience. And today is no different. We have the founders of Upstate Roots Designs with us, Megan and Kristen, with us today. How are you doing, ladies?
We are doing well.
Are you ready for a podcast? Already off the cuff, right? I was going to do a background and bio on your company and all of that, but people are not here to listen to me today. They are here for you. So let me ask you guys, well, let's start with this. How did you two meet? How did you think of starting the company? We did not rehearse this, folks. How did you think of this company? And then, like, take us to where you are today. So start with me. How did you think of the company and where are we today? And then what do you guys do?
Oh, you might need two podcasts for this.
There we go. 22 minutes.
We never know the exact number, maybe 24 years of friendship.
Yeah. We met when we were freshman year in high school.
Freshman year in high school. So we went to high school and college together. And yeah, we're both from upstate Rochester, New York, and we both had different stints in different areas. Megan was in...
I was in Buffalo for 10 years.
And I was in Chicago for about 7 years. And then we came back here to start families and got married and did all of those grand things.
So who thought of starting the company that you have today?
This is kind of a long story.
Here we go.
I'll start. I have more personal story, I guess, to share. We're both from corporate sales, successful sales careers of many years. I was with the same company for 10 plus years. I actually moved from Chicago, relocated in Rochester, and they let me work from home. And working from home back then was not the normal. Everybody wanted to work from home, right? Yeah. I had a great job working from home, had made amazing money. People would have died to do what I did at the time. And I wouldn't say I wasn't, you know, like, happy, but it wasn't like my dream job or anything of that sort. But I was comfortable, right? And then all of a sudden, my dad got diagnosed with cancer. He was only 54 years old. I'm going to try not to cry. But he fought a year-long battle. It was stage 4 right away. And during that year, I didn't know it was only going to be a year at the time. I literally, like, spent the year just showing up for him, helping him fight, you know, the good fight, as everyone calls it. It's the awful fight. If you've been through it, and just showing him really how much he was loved. Everyone starts, like, social media pages and things of that when someone's sick, and he had a big amount of love, people who loved him in Rochester, New York. So I started this page, we followed him, and I just want to really show him how much he was loved, because I don't even think he knew it. So we went through that year, and then I lost him almost a year to the date. And life, I mean, it sounds so cliche, but life just changes, right? Like, time's different. The little trivial things that mattered before just didn't matter anymore. And I was just a different person from there on. It rocked my world completely. Fast forward, I still was at my job. I started this Instagram page called Upstate Roots Filling Dad's Boots. And it was literally a creative outlet for me to recreate my home, because my dad did all of the things, right? He painted, he refurbished furniture, he hung my pictures, and now he's not here. So I was literally learning to do all the things. So through this creative outlet, I was also a grieving process for me. And 9 months into that, Megan and I were sitting at, believe it or not, a doctor's appointment for her. She had a health scare and we were in the waiting room and she looked at me and she's like, what are we doing? Like, life's too short. Like, let's start a business. And I'm like, what? And she saw something in me and like, I never saw myself, right? From a writing standpoint and a creative standpoint and all of that. And literally that was in August and we created the LLC of Upstate Roots Design. 1 month later, I left my job. 4 months later, I just flew off the cliff. Megan has a different story to tell. Yeah. We are completely different people, but my dad, life-changing moments, and that's for real.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. That's, wow.
Can you see him? He's a cardinal on all of my.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. For the listeners that aren't watching us right now, unfortunately, it's on Kristen's shirt. That's awesome. I could ask you 100 questions about that, but we're going to leave that there. What's Megan, you have a completely different story. How does that go?
Yeah. For me, as Kristen mentioned, I watched her turn her pain into something special. So when we were sitting there that day in the doctor's appointment and having like a very vulnerable conversation just about life and it being too short and us wanting to like set our souls on fire, basically just really be inspired by what we're doing every day. We had young kids, you know, we still have young kids, but at that time we both have kids grouped together in ages, 3 each, and it just felt like we were running and trying to be super moms, but also in these corporate worlds, and just it's hard to manage it all. But no matter what, whatever you're doing, you want to enjoy it. And I think that was first and foremost, and we didn't feel like we were there. So that's where we came up with the idea to, you know, do something that really excited both of us, where we feel like we could bring our passions to life. But for me, as Kristen left 4 months later, I had been in my corporate career since right after college. And I was hoping that maybe that would be my path as well, but the pandemic just changed the course of my life. It kind of hurt my husband's business a lot, forcing me to really stay in my corporate career for another 4 years after we had already talked about maybe this is where we were going. So I just left actually in November. It took a lot of soul searching for me. I'm someone that I, you know, really has to have it figured out, has to have my ducks in a row, just that control factor, right? So, and I finally got to a place where it took like a whole year of internal conversations, me deciding like that ultimately my happiness was more important than, you know, like all the other things, financial stability, which is, it's not easy. And I don't mean to say like I have this, you know, plan in place, but it just took some really hard conversations at home, some life-changing decisions, and me just following my heart instead of my brain for once, because usually it's always me leading with my mind. But I just said, I want to do this. I want to enjoy what I'm doing every day, have the flexibility to be home with my kids when I need to be. And it just, it's been great since I left in terms of having all of that.
Yeah.
The heart versus the mind.
Totally. You guys are like perfect compliments to each other. I can tell.
We are leaning, definitely.
So like one of our big things that I don't want to say it went viral or whatever, but one of the most popular posts that we've had recently is, you guys will totally appreciate this. I said something like, it must be nice to be you guys. You guys got so lucky to run your own business. Like, don't you love hearing that as business owners? Like, you got so lucky. It must be nice to do whatever you want, Megan, and have a flexible schedule. You're talking about years of hard conversations and people passing away to make it, you realize like life is short. It's just, it's not easy. And I think that's why our entrepreneur friends are enjoying these types of podcasts with folks like you guys on. So when did you start the business? Like, when did it actually start then?
We started in 2018, but, you know, we really didn't take off. The pandemic obviously hit 19 through 2020, and we weren't even in people's homes at that point. So pretty much we weren't actually starting to get rolling and active and growing until I would say 2021. Kind of had that short stint in there where you weren't able to do much as a staging business going into properties or designing in people's houses. So it was really at a stall. And on top of it, we were home teaching our kids that were, you know, and like,
God bless our teachers,
you're right. So it's not like we even had the bandwidth to offer the business at the time. So I'd say 2021 is when we really started to like put our time and attention and our hearts into the business full time.
Yeah. 3 years. So, yeah. You know, what we haven't even talked about yet is what do you guys actually, what is it you say that you do?
What do we do? We wear a lot of hats. Yeah. So in a nutshell, we call ourselves, we're a boutique home staging and design company. So we have two sides to our business, home staging, which is, you know, like you see on TV, we go into people's homes, and our business really leans more in the matter of vacant home staging. We do some occupied staging as well. I hate when I say that. but really, we concentrate on vacant homes. So we have all of the inventory to go into your vacant home and set it up like someone lives there, all of the furniture, the accessories, and really to create an emotional buying experience for the potential buyer, which results in higher dollar sales, faster dollar sales,
more traffic,
the marketing, that we're a marketing partner, and it's huge. Mm-hmm. And then on the design business, this is kind of twofold, but...
So really, we consider ourselves more interior decorating than interior design. We're not the company that's going to come in and create 3D renderings of how to restructure an architectural plans of your property. But we're going to come in and almost do what we do with staging. We can bring basically a blank slate to life by decorating with furniture, you know, just all the accessories and making a house feel like a home to somebody. We take in consideration all of their personal styles and the characteristics of the property on top of, you know, their season of life, what's important to them. Do they have kids? Do you need to be aware of this? Whatever it is, we just really try to pay attention to the details and make sure that we're making them feel like it's their special place that they want to be in and enjoy and love.
I love it. So would you guys, I just did my taxes for this year and I go back through line by line.
Yeah.
And I realized that my wife spent $27,000 at Hobby Lobby. Could you guys help with that?
Yes. The biggest pain point, it's so funny because the biggest pain point with our clients is like, oh, I might know what I like and I like to go shopping and I like to pick out all the pretty things, but then I get them home and I'm like, okay, how do I put them together? What goes with what? How do I cohesively make this space look pretty? And then it just sits there or they hate it. And then 2 months later, they're out there buying more things. So we can definitely help you and your wife.
I think, I don't know how this is possible, guys, is I have more returns than what we have bought. So it's exactly right.
Everyone's main pain point.
Yeah. This is resonating with everybody right now. Trust me.
Yeah, it's emotional buying.
Emotional buying. Yeah. Yes.
When we all do it and it's like, you get it home and you're like, I don't know where it's going to go.
It's like when you're in the checkout line and all those impulse buys, right? You're like, you know, you walk in Target and there's the dollar, $5.
Yeah.
All the cool things
are right there. Yeah. I get it.
We'll be back after this short message.
Hi, this is Dave Pulsini. Sometimes we are asked, what does 6 point mean? And I wanted to explain that right now. 6 points are the 6 points of financial planning. We have investment planning, retirement income, risk management, tax planning, estate planning, and then custom goal planning. Those 6 points include over 120 things that we actually do for folks. So if you are not confident in your 6 points, reach out to us. Back to the show. What would you guys say? Okay, so got the business background on you guys. Just since November for Megan, what's the best part about being an entrepreneur for you guys? What do you enjoy the most?
I am really enjoying just the freedom to grow something on my own and obviously with her partnership, but it's like just so rewarding to invest so much of yourself and see the little nuggets that come out of it and just have full reign and control of what you do and how you do it every day. For me, coming from corporate world where I was very controlled and everything was just, you know, set out for me every day, it's so fun to have the flexibility and the creative span in both like mindset, but also in schedule too. For my family.
Yeah. And to Megan's point, it's like the possibilities are endless, right? You get what you put in. It may take many, 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 many years to get there, as most entrepreneurs know. But, you know, also I think us, you know, having each other is super helpful in that sense from an entrepreneurship standpoint, just to be able to bounce off ideas off each other. You know, those types of things, because we really are like two different people. So being able to learn from her and her learn from I, is very important. You know, I think it's like everyone gets Megan coloring between the lines, which is really, really, really needed to make a successful business. But then you have me mixing colors that don't go together. And I think that that's the perfect combination of a masterpiece.
It sounds like I want Megan to do the inside of my house.
You guys, you'll never know. I'll push you out of your comfort zone.
So listen, this is off the cuff and I just thought of this, but like we have a lot of folks that want to start their own business. They want flexibility. They want to grow something. It sounds awesome. What most people get hung up on is I have a really safe job. I make X amount of dollars. I have a family. I can't go start that business, so I'm going to put it off. What would you say to those people?
It's tough because that was me, right? I mean, I did that for years and I completely understand and relate. And it's just a hard, internal struggle that you have to work through. And obviously it's not just something that you can do without, you know, conversations at home, whatever their situation is, but it's really got to be about digging deep and saying like, is this making me happy? Like if I go to bed at night every night and I feel frustrated, is it starting, is my, you know, happiness starting to like get taken away? Is it wearing down on me mentally? Where you're just starting to like portray it and penetrate it onto others, then maybe it is something that you really have to question. Like, do I need something else in my life that's going to fill my bucket? Because I think that's what happened to me. I just started to really see myself not be myself anymore because I was not fully happy. And that's when I was like, this isn't worth it. I need to do what's gonna, like I said before, light my soul on fire.
And you could take baby steps, obviously, like Megan had to, or you could jump right in like I did. I obviously had a financial situation where my husband said, okay, well, he didn't know. He thought it was a side hustle. And then he knows I should have known. You don't do anything, you know, half, you know what? So but I think my point to that and to add to that is like, start your side hustle, right? There's nothing wrong or people doing side hustles on the side. Be curious, ask the questions, Google things, talk to people that are in businesses that are successful, that, you know, are just starting up. Like, it's okay to want more for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's not an overnight switch. And it takes, you know, a lot of steps put in place to make sure that you're not just being crazy and, you know, not taking any financial impact on it. But at the same time, like, it's okay to want more and really, really start something on the side and be curious.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it's like build your own mission statement from the sidelines, like really start to develop that strategy and that plan. I mean, I would never tell anyone just to jump without all of that in place, right? And I mean, that was very much kind of what we did first and foremost too. We were really focused on branding and just having all of our ducks in a row before we even launched the business. So I would say just taking a step back, if you are having that inclination or that urge to do something else, do the self-education, put some side time into it, create that whole business plan of how you want to launch it and take off and have all the business factors in place first, then the emotional component of it.
And I think speaking of the brand, like that's what we're the most proud of, right? It's not the growth and the clients and all of that stuff. We really spent the first year and our sole mission was to build a brand. It wasn't to, and of course we want clients, but like, we're like, the clients will come if we build the brand. Mm-hmm. So as Meg said, we set forth and we, you know, people are like, do I need a website? Yes, you need a website because guess what? Like, social media doesn't belong to you. And when we just got hacked on social media not long ago on Facebook, and I mean, it was devastating, mm-hmm. right? So we did the website. We walked through the scenarios of what we wanted to be, look, feel, sound like, and all that stuff. And it was really important. And I think, you know, having the service, which is very valuable, at the same time, we wanted to be heartfelt and just like normal people. So yep. The biggest compliments we get is when we're seen on the streets and people are like, oh my gosh, it's Kristen or Megan from Upstate Roots Design. I feel like I know you. Like that's the biggest compliment because they haven't met us yet, but from our branding and from our work and from us being real and authentic in ourselves, that we've created this brand that we're super proud of.
I love it. So you switch gears here because I could talk to you guys all day about this. Megan, I so badly want to ask you, like, if I want to self-educate, how would I learn how to start a business? What were you listening to? Where did you even know to begin to start a business plan? We're going to skip that for now, though. We'll get to that later. What's on the other side of it? And maybe this is the same question. And I don't know this, but like, How is it working with a friend, number one? And then number two, what is the most challenging thing about entrepreneurship and running your own business?
Oh, great questions. Can we call in our therapist to help us answer this question?
We could do this live, and I'm not a therapist, but let's see. Bring it on.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a funny tidbit that most people wouldn't admit to. We had a therapy session, like with a real therapist. That is how hard it is to operate a business and build a successful business from the ground up with your best friend. So
there's a lot to unpack here, and
a lot to work through.
Yeah, it took us a long time to get where we are today. I mean, years of hard, emotional, maybe hurtful conversations. You know, there's been those moments where like, is this going to work? Is this going to hurt our friendship? Is this going to hurt our family's friendships? You know, you go through all of that. It's definitely like another marriage, if I'm being honest. Like, it sounds funny, but I spend just as much time with her. We have to have hard conversations constantly about important life factor situations and finances. And it's very similar. And if I don't, you know, convey things the right way and communicate on a level that works best for her, maybe not best for me, I could land wrong and hurt her feelings. And it's learning all of that has been a huge adjustment for us. But what I can say is that it's made me a better person. You know, learning a different style outside of what I know has pushed me outside my comfort zone and made me take a hard look in the mirror of things that I could do better, which I'm super grateful for in that sense. So it's been a hard but a very good thing for us too. And like Kristen said, we did go to therapy. People find it hysterical when I tell them that, but it was really helpful.
Megan's husband might not even know that yet.
Well, he's about to know. As long as you make him listen to this, if it's like my wife, she won't make it this far. So don't worry about it. But listen, like you guys know this as entrepreneurs, like we have business coaches, we have executive coaches. It's very similar.
Yeah.
And we've had both. I think, you know, just to the point, we're friends first and long-term friends and then business partners second. And like when you're in a friendship, you don't see the things that you see in a business and the decision-making and the good, bad, and the ugly when it comes to something you are building that you're responsible for that's on your shoulders. And that's where our challenge was of really learning each other in a whole different way that we weren't aware of before, which, you know, it's not a bad thing, but it's a challenging thing. And that's why, you know, to stick it out this long and to go through all of these things to better learn each other has been extremely, extremely helpful in our business.
Yeah. I mean, you see why people say like, don't go into business with family or friends. Like you definitely see it when you do it, how it can tear people apart, you know?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a juicy question?
Yes.
Like if I'm listening to this and I don't know too much about running my own business, or I totally get what you're saying either way, like, what is there to, like, I don't want to say fight about, but argue about or take in the wrong way? Like, are we mad at each other or upset with each other about the way we communicate about financials, about like, hey, I'm working harder than you, step it up. And then the other person's upset, or like, what is it that is actually that you two were, I don't want to say arguing about, but whatever it was.
It's all of the above. Yeah. And like, Meg, she can say anything she wants. She won't hurt my feelings at all, and vice versa. Yeah. It's all of the above. You just don't know how someone else operates. We are completely different brains. I'm creative, ADHD brain. Megan is very regimented and task-oriented brain. And like what could take me a long time to do to get to a certain thing takes her less time, but then I'm more involved in certain things that kind of I dig deeper and want more information. You know what I mean? So I think it's more just learning, going through that process of how someone works and that we are doing our best. And then you throw in three kids and significant others and life and you're tired and text. Let's talk about text fighting. Can we talk about that for a second? Because you all text fight. Don't lie. It's like, one of us will be like, well, why are you being snippy with me? Like, did I do something wrong? Are you upset? And it's like, I'm being snippy. I mean, I'm texting and you don't know what the other person has going on at the other end of the phone. Right. So like, well, she's in her productive 2 hours. I might be, who knows, having three kids pulling at my shirt. You know, I just got a fight with my husband. God only knows what's happening on the other end. Mm-hmm. So don't text fight. That is like the biggest advice ever. It's like, you got to communicate in a different way because you don't know what's going on the other side.
You two are very complimentary and I could tell immediately. And reeling Kristen in is Megan's halftime job, right? Like, like you're probably all over the place. Megan's like, I'm going to do this, this, and this today. And Kristen's like, nope, nope, because we're starting 17 other things in Minnesota.
Yes, yeah. You are very spot on.
That's awesome. You guys, we won't get into a therapy session. That was therapy enough, folks. And what I took out of that is our action item is no text fighting.
Yeah.
You never know what's happening on the other end. And it's so true. Like my own creative time, if you get a hold of me from like 6 a.m. till like 9:30-ish, yeah. I almost feel like for the rest of the day, I'm like, I'm good. Get the stuff knocked out early. We're very similar with that stuff, I can tell. And I'm the same way. And my guy at work is probably like, dude, take it easy. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing again? Like, just focus on what we have to do. I get it.
Works great. And I'm like, my brain handles so much. And it's like, I can't do it.
Do you go to bed at like 9 o'clock, Kristen?
Yes. 8:30. Yep. All my kids up at 3:00. Yes.
Yeah. You get up at like 3:30 or 4:00 and then you're on fire.
Yes. Yeah. I wake up to like 3:30 a.m. Texas.
That's the creative.
I know. Hey, totally get it. Megan's up at 7:30 on routine with the kids' breakfasts on the table. The lunches are packed. Everything's perfect. Yep. Okay. We get it, guys. We listen, when people hear this and they meet with you, they're really going to feel like they know you guys now. This is great. I feel like I already know you is an awesome first meeting, by the way. It's the same thing for us. I love it.
We'll be back after this short message.
Do you know how much money you need to retire with confidence? Do you know how long your money will last? Are you missing something? Retirement planning is like a puzzle, and we want to make sure that not only do we have all of the pieces, but that the pieces are in the right place. To find out where you stand, go to 6pointfp.com and take our How Much Do You Need to Retire 5-question quiz. We will email you a free video response to let you know what we think. Now, back to the show.
So to keep this thing rolling and then we'll wrap it up, what's give me your favorite like client success story. They had you guys in, they did something, whatever it is. I want to leave that completely open-ended.
I did want to answer your other question fast too, though, about the biggest challenge as entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
I feel like it's a good point to make too. And it kind of goes hand in hand with what we were just saying. So I actually think the fact that there's two of us is humongous. Like I feel like being an entrepreneur is a very lonely world like to live in. Like you are struggling, you're questioning yourself. I mean, if you're not, it's almost not natural because like every little thing that goes on, you're like, you're double guessing. You're, can I do this better? Can I do this different? Well, you know, you are constantly searching out, how can you grow, be better? It's just the natural, I think, instinct of people that get into this. And it's so nice to have someone like to lean into and to constantly be bouncing ideas off of and having the collaboration. And also as a mom, a wife, all those things, like the day you have bad days. So it's so great if like I'm having an off day or week to know, I can just say to her, like, I'm not having a good, I'm burnt. I'm like, I need a minute, you know, and I know she'll pick up where I left off or just handle it for me. Or if I'm on vacation, it's like, we have that balance. So I think that's the challenge of entrepreneurship is like, it's a lonely world, for sure.
Yeah.
So I am very grateful to have
you are
a partner.
Thank you.
Therapy's working.
Hear that I'm enough. That is one of my things.
Yep. You do. Words of affirmation.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And not to go on a tangent here either, but what you were saying earlier, I think is that hard thing too. And one of the biggest challenges, like the misconception of how your business is run. It's like, oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
You have the best job in the world. And it's like, all of these people see, we're a small business, obviously, and we put out all these beautiful pictures on social media of our end product. I don't think people truly understand the operation behind the scenes and our expenses and how much it costs to operate this business to get to that end result that we are giving you. So many people are just like, oh, your business, you're doing so great. You guys are on fire. Your business is awesome. But you don't see the financial statement and how much it costs to do what we do. Mm-hmm. So that's like one of the big hardships too, I think. Everyone just has the stars in their eyes for entrepreneurship. But man, it's when you're facing your financial sheet and you have to pivot, then you know, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I totally get it. Listen, what do we say? Entrepreneurs are highly unemployable, number one. Yep. So we're like hard to work with or hard to... Someone that is our boss, it's tough for them because we're thinking, we're judging, what would I do? What's the process I would use? All that stuff. And the second part of that is, hey, if your business is making $10 million, but you're paying $9.98 million in expenses, like it sounds awesome. Yeah, we made $10 million bucks. We made $20,000 at the end of it. Like yeah. Revenue and expenses, folks. We get it. So, hey, and by the way, Megan, thank you for bringing that back to the challenge, because as a terrible podcast host, I forgot to ask a follow back.
No, I just wanted to highlight
the minutes here.
You're good. You guys are good. Listen, I have final things here. I want the favorite client success story, just to outline this. I want to know who you do your best work for, your ideal client or customer, and then where can we find you? So let's start with your favorite client success story. We'll do this in under 2 minutes. And what did it mean for those clients and for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, financial numbers and all of that stuff, we have 1,000 things we can share. But I think for us, it's more of the heartfelt stories where you're really helping someone. And I'll just give one example of one recently. We had a design client that literally was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. She was building her house from the ground up, a brand new home. She owns her own business, and she had a very ill mother that she was losing. And I was at a vendor picking out furniture with her, and literally she just starts bawling, crying, like, and she's just like, order whatever, like, I don't care. And I was like, absolutely not, we are not ordering anything today. And I sat there and I hugged her. Like, I'm a hugger. Megan's not a hugger. This client just needed to feel seen and heard, and I hugged her. And I hugged her and I said, we're not ordering anything. Like, you are going through so much. So obviously, did we help her build her house from the ground up and make those decisions and alleviate stress? Yes. But I think it's like those raw moments of connection that you have with another human that makes everything that we do, like, you can't put a number on it, right? And sure. Those are the ones that make me get up in the morning and continue to do what we do.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Megan, do you have a different one you want to share? Similar?
I mean, the design clients, you definitely build like really good relationships with. So those are a little bit different. Like, as Kristen said, with the staging, like, it's so rewarding to get those text messages after, or those calls after they sell their property. They're like, wow, the staging like made us get this much more. We're so grateful to you. But so that always feels great. You know, we're helping increase house sales. But just the other day, last week, actually, we were at a new design client appointment, and we realized we were across the street from a former design client. So we texted her and we're like, hey, we're across the street. And she walks right outside, gives us a big hug, like welcomes us right into her house. Like, it's so amazing, the relationships that you build, and it means a ton to us. And that's what we look forward to and cherish. Yeah.
That's great. Megan, did you accept the hug? I know Kristen did.
I did accept the hug. Okay, I'm teaching. She hugs me a lot.
So I don't ask.
I take them in like doses.
I'm like, you really need a hug, Megan.
And sometimes I do.
I just heard that you have to hug for 6 seconds, Megan, to feel. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
there you go. You guys are going to, Chris is going to be hugging you for hours. I love it. Who do you guys do your best work for? If I'm a prospective client, I'm listening to this, like, who do you do your best work for?
I think truly it's the clients where they not only understand the value that we bring to the table, but it's the partnerships, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not just coming and doing something for your client. We work with a lot of real estate agents, for example, in home staging. So I think we're set up best for success when the real estate agent understands the value that we bring, and really is able to talk to their client and kind of set the stage for us before we even get involved in the transaction. You know, it's a partnership. Everyone thinks of home staging as like, it's, oh my gosh, and we get it, right? It's so hard for people to sell if they don't know how to, because it's like, I have to tell my client they need to spend more money to sell their home. Like, oh my gosh, how? But what people need to understand is it's not a cost, it's an investment. So when you start changing that terminology, it opens people's eyes, and it's like, you're investing this much and the return on investment is insane. So again, I think we're looking for clients that really want to partner with us and build a relationship. We know how they work, they know how we work, so the interaction is seamless and we all benefit at the end of the day, us, the real estate agent, and of course the client that the real estate agent is servicing.
Yep.
No, that's great. The and listen, this is a financial podcast for the most part. We got into entrepreneurship and have you two on, but it is true. If you spend we spend $10,000 and you make 50, would you do that all day long? The answer is yes. And whatever it is. So, all right, ladies, we're going to wrap this up now. Where can we find you? I heard you talk about Instagram. You had your website. What's the handle? What's the website? And then we'll let the people find you.
Yeah. So we're Upstate Roots Design on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Obviously we don't do anything simple. Facebook though, we have to say we were recently compromised on Facebook under Upstate Roots Design. So if you're looking to follow us there, do not follow the one that has like 1600 followers. Follow the one that only has like 300. So just that's because we can't close it down. We can't get back into it. So you'll find two on Facebook. So follow the smaller one on Facebook. So Upstate Roots Design, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. And then our website is www.upstaterootsdesign.com. We're in the process of redoing it, but it's still there with our landing page.
And then lastly, we own our headquarters is in North Greece. We own a historic property, a little cobblestone eventually want to open up to the public on a more frequent basis, but we're here and there, and you can find us here some days.
And we have the Upstate Roots collection, but that's a whole nother podcast. Yeah. That's brand new for us. We don't know what we're doing. So we'll talk another time about that.
Listen, Megan's like, no, you're not allowed to do that, Kristen. I love it. I love it, guys. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Folks, go out and find Kristen and Megan, Upstate Roots Design, on all the platforms. It's not going to be the smaller following for long, Kristen. I think you're going to go from 300 to much larger anyway. So be careful. You never know when someone's listening to this. But anyway, folks, make it a great day. Ladies, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Dear Rochester Retire Well podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Six Point Financial Partners. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.
Content here is for illustrative and educational purposes only. It is not legal, tax, or individualized financial advice, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any specific security or engage in any specific trading strategy. Results will vary. Past performance is no indication of future results or success. Market conditions change continuously. This commentary reflects the personal opinions, viewpoints, and analysis of Six Point Financial Partners. It does not necessarily represent those of RFG Advisory, Private Client Services, their clients, or their employees. This commentary should not be regarded as a description of advisory services provided by Six Point Financial Partners or RFG Advisory or performance returns of any client. The views reflected in the commentary are subject to change at any time without notice. Securities offered by registered representatives of Private Client Services, member FINRA CPC. Advisory services offered by investment advisory representatives of RFG Advisory, a registered investment advisor. Private Client Services, Six Point Financial Partners, and RFG Advisory are unaffiliated entities. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where RFG Advisory and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advisory services may be rendered by RFG Advisory unless a client agreement is in place.